In a move that has been duplicated within the modern U.S. intelligence community, many SS members seemingly resigned from the black shirts, but secretly retained their loyalty and affiliation. In today's intelligence parlance, this is called sheep dipping. These men will leave the SS for good. Some of them will even leave the party so as to be completely neutralized. These latter may officially disavow the party before public witnesses, who can be used later to testify how anti-Nazi they have been for a long time, wrote Reese. Several intelligence services have commented on the sudden disappearance of important personalities from Germany's political and party life, wrote Reese in 1944. And it has become quite the accepted thing to everybody in Germany. But what has not yet become known is that all this also applies to a much greater number of anonymous persons all over Germany, those on the second and third levels of the Nazi strata. These unknown personalities may be used later by the underground. Party functionaries who may be known locally, but certainly not nationally, can easily be transferred to another city or town where they will suddenly appear as anti-Nazis. The party helps in their masquerades. These men get new documents which prove that they have always been anti-Nazi. Notes are inserted in their personal files saying they must be watched on account of their anti-Hitler attitudes and unworthy behavior. Some of them will undoubtedly be sent to concentration camps for crimes which they have never committed, but which will make them look dependable in the eyes of the Allies. Some have perhaps already succeeded in joining anti-Nazi circles and are pretending to conspire against Hitler. Later on, they will be able to use such activities as alibis. Nazi sympathizers across the world were brought into the plan for resurrecting National Socialism through the Auslandersorganisation, AO, or the League of Germans Abroad. Various forms of this organization had been in existence since the 1800s and have manipulated thousands of persons in many different countries. In Czechoslovakia, Holland, Belgium, and Norway, members aided the Nazi invasions, becoming known as Fifth Columnists. The Nazis, long before they came to power, put their men, or men they trusted, into these leagues. At a party meeting in Hamburg, it was decided to set up Nazi cells within all these organizations. That was in 1930. 1 year later, Rudolf Hess formed a special foreign department of the Reich leadership of the National Socialist Party, which established card files on every member who lived abroad or traveled abroad.